Today on Piano Jazz, we revisit one of our programs from 1987, when Marion's guest was French pianist Michel Petrucciani. Michel made quite an impression on the jazz world during his brief life. A genetic disease left him standing only 3 feet tall as an adult, but he overcame his disabilities to become one of the most interesting and passionate pianists of the last several decades. We join Marion now as she is becoming acquainted with her guest.
You know what I really would like to know, Michel, is, am I pronouncing your name right? Michel Petrucciani.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Is that good enough?
Sure. But
are you totally French? Are you part Italian?
I'm part Italian. Petrucciani is definitely Italian, from Sicily.
How long have you been over here now?
It's about 6.5 years.
You've really done a lot since you've been in this country. I mean, I know that you played a great deal before you came here, but I mean, you've made, what, about 7, 8 albums?
Yeah, something like that. I started with Charles Lloyd.
You know, Charles Lloyd, yeah.
He was the one that really brought me into the American public.
Charles Lloyd, the saxophone player.
The saxophone player, yeah.
Well, he was, for a while, he was sort of retired. Did he hear you over there in Europe?
It's a little bit like that, to make a long story short. I mean, I just went to his house once because I went not to see him, but I was going to see another friend who was a friend of Charles.
And, yeah.
And he had a Steinway there, and I stopped just playing a little, and he picked up the saxophone, and I turned around. I saw the saxophone right in my ear, and he was going, "Wop," you know, and he started playing, and we started playing together. And like a few weeks later, he just came and said, "How'd you like to be in my band? I'd like to start again." And I said, "Wow, that'd be great." And we started a little bit in California and made a few albums together, you know, live in Montreux in 1982 and the live in Copenhagen. And
before we get into a big discussion here, I mean, let's play something. I want to hear you play.
Okay.
And what's it going to be?
I'm going to play a Duke Ellington composition called In a Sentimental Mood.
I love that. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Thank you.
Goodness, that's quite a wonderful arrangement, Michel. And, but you know, it's interesting, all the substitutions that you used, like in the beginning of the tune, you know, everybody goes... and you did something so interesting. Let's see, play that whole little sequence so I can steal it. That's nice.
Which is an F minor with the B flat pedal.
Yeah.
B minor. How would you call that? B minor?
I don't know. I don't know how to call it.
Yeah, like that. B minor, flat five, and then F minor with a B flat pedal.
Mm-hmm.
A minor, seven. Diminish, right? A flat diminish, then G minor.
Don't give away all your secrets. It's really pretty, but it's such a nice change from hearing the other harmony. You know, you've worked out some interesting ideas.
I tell you, sometimes though, it's a good thing, but sometimes I have a problem because I just put my hands anywhere, and I take a chance.
Well, I love that.
So
I love that.
So I just go like. So I go, okay, now I started with this, you know, where am I going? And sometimes it's great, but sometimes it doesn't come out the way I wish it would.
Now, you're obviously a spontaneous player, which I really like about you, and you must have started at a very early age, not that you're that old, because you're just a kid, 22, 23?
23.
Oh, wow. But you must have started when, what, 3, 4?
I started playing the piano, studying piano when I was 4.
Really? Yeah. Your father and mother had you, they knew something was up, but they had a talented young guy
there.
It's
funny that we started by playing a Duke Ellington song because I fell in love with the piano, watching Duke's music on TV. And
really?
I remember that I must have been like 3 and a half or something. I mean, I must have been really young, a baby. And I never forgot the picture of the, you know, Duke's band and Duke's piano in the front. And the way the piano sounded, I really fell in love with that instrument. I look at my dad, who was a musician, and I said, that's the instrument I want to play. Because they were all teasing me in my family. Because everybody was playing, but not me yet. And they would say, okay, Michel, what are you going to play? You know, and I was thinking, you know, what instrument I'm going to play. And when I saw Duke on TV, I said, I want to play that. And my dad brought me a toy, you know, and the toy didn't sound like the thing on TV.
You mean a toy piano?
Yeah, so I destroyed it. And I look at my dad and I said,
"You rotten
kids. This doesn't sound like what I heard on TV." And I think after that he took me seriously and brought me a piano, a real piano.
Well, obviously, you know, you must have studied classics too to get those kind of
technical. Yeah,
about
technical. 10 years. You know, I had a wonderful teacher. She was a concertist. She was playing concert for 30 years, mm-hmm. and then she retired, and she started giving lessons, and she was great. She was hard on me, like, but hard in a nice way, not the kind of piano teacher that slammed your fingers if you play the wrong notes or something. I hate
that. Well, that's terrible. Well, that's not a good way to get a kid to play, is it?
No, I think it's Nazism, actually. I think it's terrible.
Teacher would probably be probably jealous when they would do that. You know, the way you play. As a matter of fact, well, I'd love to hear you play one of your own tunes. How about that? Will you do one of your own things?
Okay, I'm going to do the prayer.
When did you write this?
I wrote this about a year ago, maybe. About a year ago.
Well, play your song, The Prayer.
The Prayer.
The Prayer, okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, that's lovely. You know, you're a very romantic, soulful player. Well, you know that, I'm sure.
Well, I guess that's my Bill Evans influence.
I was just thinking, there's certainly some Bill in there.
A lot, I think. Yeah. I mean, and it's, I can't help it. I mean, like...
Well, you're not copying him. I didn't mean that.
Bill was saying something. Bill said something, I remember. He said, people are funny when they say, yeah, you have a lot of Bill Evans influence or Art Tatum or whatever. That's great. I think it's wonderful. And he was saying something, which I agree with. He said, even if you wanted to play like somebody else, you can't because there's only one of those. You know, there's only one Bill Evans, only one Oscar Peterson, only one Keith Jarrett, only one Chick Corea. And even if I wanted to play like all those people, I couldn't because there's only one of them.
But what they do inspires you so much that you wind up unconsciously maybe using a voicing or a chord that they use.
Of course, and it's like life itself, too, I think.
You know, how do you mean?
Well, if you like somebody, if you have a good friend and they use an expression, you know, like when they talk, they use an expression that you like, you might pick it up and do and say the same thing or act the same way.
That's very true. Well, I think I read somewhere in one of your some liner notes or something. Were you born in or near Avignon?
Close. Orange. I was born in Orange.
I went through there once, Avignon. What a beautiful little town.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was like 20 kilometers.
I was in USO camp shows in World War II, and I was in... We were in a gorgeous place. We were down in Nice, actually, and we were in Cannes. And, well, you know, you weren't around at that time. So, you know, I'm leading up to something that I would really like to do, Michelle, with you, if it's okay. And that is to try and play that nice blues that you were playing by Ornette Coleman.
What's it called? Turn Around.
Yeah. You said it because you know the tempo it's supposed to be. By the way, I should give you a plug on this, shouldn't I? What record is that on? It's on...
Turn Around is on the 100 Hearts album.
Right. Well, that's one of your earlier ones, isn't it? Concord.
Yeah.
Concord, yes. And in case somebody just tuned in, it's Michelle Petrucciani and Marion McPartland. And my piano's on the left and Michelle's is on the right. Thank you. That is a that's a great blues.
You wanted to take me someplace there. I saw that.
Huh?
Uh-huh. That was nice. You took me somewhere.
Well, you took me somewhere, and you didn't. You know, it's nice to get out there, and but we, you know, we came back, didn't we?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, I like that.
It's funny. You're just talking about Ornette, and then he has this other tune that's so great. Do that one, Lonely Woman.
Yeah, it's Charlie Hayden plays all the time.
Yeah. Oh, right, with the like with the ostinato bass. Oh, that thing. That's right. You've worked with them. In fact, you mentioned him on one of your albums in connection with that blues, I think.
I worked with Charlie.
Yeah.
He was the one that turned me on to that kind of music. I mean, that blues especially. Said, gotta play that.
Oh, see, I'm gonna play that from now on. Thanks for teaching me that.
It was fantastic. It was great.
It's nice. Well, let's see.
I think I'd like to hear you play. I think you should play one for me.
I'd like to. I'm such a ham. I mean, I probably would do it anyway, but it is nice to play for somebody, isn't it? Now, this is a tune by a guy named Matt Dennis. You must play some of his things. And it's called The Night We Called It a Day. Very sad song. Thank you.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
It's a pretty song, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, your left hand moves great. It's really a pleasure. I love to watch your hand because I don't know if the people knows that, but the pianos, we're not facing each other, but we're...
No, they probably don't know. They're probably trying to imagine right, how we have set up.
Right, and we're set up because
I've
been
side.
Listening to your show for so many years already.
Yeah, I know you told me that.
And I always thought that you had your guest, you know, like the classical way of setting up, like front to front. And
that's why I like this, so that I can steal what the guest is doing. I can watch.
I'm stealing.
Oh, yeah,
I already stole a lot. I stole more than you think from it already. And it's really beautiful to watch you play. I love it. I love you playing. I think you're great.
I sometimes like to pick a tune that I haven't done in a long time, like that one, just so that I'm not falling into.
Mm-hmm. Any routines?
Into a routine, although I can, at the same time, I can also get lost or change the harmony around. But I wanted to follow up on what you said, which was to be being spontaneous. You've got to take it the way it is, and even if I'd rather be spontaneous and sort of mess it up here and there.
Of course.
And have it all set out.
But you
nicely.
Didn't mess up anything.
No,
it was great.
There's more to come with Marian McPartland and her guest, Michelle Petrucciani. Piano Jazz is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
This would be fun to try on a duet because we could each do a chorus of a tune and then lead into it and play it together. What do you think about that?
Sure.
All right. I'll start and then I'll do a chorus and I'll let you take one. And then you set the tempo you want and away we go. Funny Valentine, all right? Thank you. Talk about who's taking who out. Oh, that was wonderful. And when I say you're taking me out, I mean you're just taking me to a faraway place in the tune, because I thought I was going to be very nice and modulate from F sharp into C minor, but then you got very arbitrary. You said, no, I'm going to stay there and do it in that key myself, which it was really fun.
I just tried to surprise you there.
I love that.
Since you told me before the show, they were playing F sharp.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, so
I remember
that. And I can't see your hands anyway, so I'll just
put the lid down.
Hey, do like Mozart, put a little cloth on top of the keys.
That did Mozart do that?
Yeah, because he didn't want anybody to see what he was doing.
I can imagine. That was fun. I can imagine he didn't want everybody to know what he was doing. I mean, what a genius. Well, you asked if I played Giant Steps, and I used to play it. Actually, I love John Coltrane, don't you? Don't you love his
things? Oh, yeah.
Things?
You know, to me, there's the creator of that music. You know, they are creators of that music, like the classical composers, you know. And Train was one of them, and Bird, and Bill, Albert Evans was one of them, and Tatum, you know, people like that. I think they really create what we call now jazz. I mean, it was jazz then, too, but somehow they really give so much information to the young people, like me, for example. I mean, it's so easy nowadays to be young and play relatively well, because there's so much information. You know, you just,
that's interesting that you say that, when you say there's so much information, because possibly, you know, somebody's listening to us and they're saying, what does he mean, so much information? But of course, what you mean is records and tapes, and then somebody did a whole book, Andrew White did a whole book of John Coltrane transcriptions. I mean, well, like you learned Giant Step, did you learn it off the record, or what did you do?
Giant Steps, I've been playing now for 18 years, and I never had the courage to approach Giant Steps, because it was one of those tunes where I say, oh my God, this is, I never, you know, it doesn't, it's, nobody wrote that tune, you know, that tune does not exist.
I felt and, the same way when I heard it, yeah.
Yeah, I had a problem, my hand got hurt, I hurt my arm, and I couldn't play for a while, and when I recovered, I was looking for a way to play the piano again and to get my technique back, you know. And I wanted to have that very fast. So I wanted to do like a Giant Steps, you know, like a giant step in my recovery process. And I studied. I said, well, this is a good opportunity now that you can't play anymore. Just to, even if you make mistakes, now you don't have to blame yourself. You can blame your accident, you know. So I practiced Giant Step really slowly, you know. And it's very recent. I just started to play Giant Step for the last 6 months or so. And
oh,
now
really?
It's all,
is it that recent?
Oh,
that
yeah.
You met your arm?
Yeah, yeah. It's very recent.
Well, so what did you do? You just was it your right? Was it your right?
My right hand. Yeah.
Oh boy.
So I you know, I was just starting, and you know, I was going.
Then, that's very hip practicing, my friends. It's very hip practicing.
Yeah, but I started by, you know, just singing on the tune, and then it's easy for me to sing. I mean, to sing ideas, you know. So I take a tape recorder, like a Walkman or something. I put it on the piano, and I just, you know, sing phrases, and then I pick it up on the from my voice. I pick it up on the piano, because I find out, for me anyway, that if I start playing a solo on the tune, sometimes I get into some cliches and things, you know, because it's so easy to go. You know, sometimes it's very easy to do that. And when I want to get out of that, I start singing. And I record it, and then I learn new phrases that way.
You know, that's interesting, because that was something Lenny Tristano always said. Well, a lot of people say that you should be able to sing everything you play.
Yeah.
But that's a great idea to sing your phrases and then tape them and then play them back on the piano. What a great idea.
I do that sometimes.
What you're doing is very interesting to me. I mean, if I just played the chords, could you play some of those, like, practice improv things that you were doing? Like, a little scale.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah. It's just
like slow?
Yeah, and then we'll do it up tempo.
Thank you.
I had a ball. I'm speechless. I really had a good time.
Yeah, it was.
I enjoyed that.
Me too.
You are just such an interesting and fabulous player. I don't know what to say. I'm just enjoying having you here so much.
Thank you. Thanks
Michelle
for having me.
Michelle Petrucciani. Just a wonderful talent. And I know you've done a lot already, but you're so young and you have so much more to do. I really wish you so many good things in your career and all the things you want to do, arranging and symphony. And what do you think of in your mind as the next thing you want to do?
I'm so busy doing what I'm doing right now, which is, you know, I have the trio and with Elliot Zygmunt and Polly Danielson. So we toured, we just finished a tour yesterday. We were in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to Japan next week and playing a solo concert there. And then, I don't know, I just, you know, I'm very happy with Blue Note. You know, I just signed with them, and they're really treating me very well.
You know, one of your records, maybe it's a new one, it's the one called Pianism on Blue Note, that you've got you talk about playing night and day, like a spontaneous performance of night and day. You want to try another spontaneous performance of night and day?
Okay.
You want to try that?
Okay.
But before we do, I just, again, Michelle Petrucciani, I just want to thank you very, very much for being on the show. I just think you're fabulous. I'm your biggest fan. And now I know you're going to waste me, so let's go.
Okay. Thank you.
Whew, that was wonderful.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest has been pianist Michele Petrucciani in a program which originally aired in 1987. Join us each week at this time as Marian welcomes other outstanding jazz musicians. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Dennis Ferrante, mastering engineer Bill Sexton, executive producer William D. Hay. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is Piano Jazz, SCETV Radio, 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Piano Jazz is made possible by Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. The original broadcast was made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.